We're going to talk a bit of basketball next because Dean Vickerman, Melbourne United coach, has been good enough to join us. And Melbourne United are on a run right now. In fact, it's been a difficult COVID-hit NBL season, but one team that's been able to navigate it pretty well is Melbourne United in recent times. Dean, welcome to the program. Great to have you on. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
How tough has it been navigating it?
Yeah, you know, I guess it's a difficult one in that if you only have a few guys get positive, how does that knock out your practice? What does that look like for the next game? And obviously the league is, you know, really wanting teams to play. But if you can't field eight players, and which is, you know, we've had a couple of games postponed, our game in Cairns and our game in Wollongong the first time, and how you manage, you know, through that period, how many people do you have at practice? So, yeah, there's a lot of challenges, and it's going to continue right now as well. It's, you know, it's still partners of players and all those kind of things that are still going to be affected as well.
I know you've got privacy issues with your players, and I don't expect names, but how many of your squad, may I ask, has been hit? And, you know, in theory, is it almost better if they all get hit around the same time and you have to postpone a game because you haven't got a big enough squad, and then they have been hit, and then you've got a month of them knowing that they're going to be okay to play?
Yeah, well, really, the you know, most of the guys on our roster that, you know, didn't get it last year were the guys that got it this time. And so the guys who, you know, when it really affected our team last year have all been pretty good so far. So hopefully they have built up an immunity, but we've seen people obviously get it a second time and go through that part as well. So, you know, there's only a couple of people on our staff and coaching group that haven't got it yet. And, yeah, most of our players either this year or last year.
We've always had a mentality that if you cross the white line, you're fit, regardless of what you've got wrong with you. Is that a bit harsh in COVID times? Should we be more accepting of a guy having a bad night if he's coming off a week of COVID illness where we don't really know what effect it's had on him personally?
Yeah, it was interesting watching the other teams play. And, you know, I guess we try not to, you know, really focus on it or talk about it too much. It was, you know, once the medical staff gave us the go-ahead to say, yep, they've done enough individual work, they're ready for a competitive load. If we think we want to get them their normal minutes in game, this is what we need in practice. They need to be able to prove they can do this. And so I think we end up having, you know, pretty good tests before we went into a, you know, the double game weekend. But even in game two in Illawarra, you know, there were some guys that played that, you know, at half time had kind of said to the medical staff, I just don't feel right, you know, I just don't feel 100 right now. And so I think when you recover, there's a, you know, there's an 80 to 90% recovery, and then there's a period that you've you still don't get back to 100 for a little while. So just managing that part.
Matthew Dellavedova's been an interesting pickup, Dean. We know he's been a superstar in the NBA, and he's been doing some great things without necessarily the numbers to go with it for you. I'm sure you've been ultra happy with the way his season's unfolded, and yet when we see the 33.8 assist game that he put together in the win the other night, we think, wow, there's still a little bit of upside that Matthew Dellavedova can find in this season. Do you want him to be a scorer more often? Do you want him to do more of what he did the other night, or are you more of a happy guy if he's a facilitator that brings other guys into the game and wins?
Yeah, so, you know, I think to be a complete basketball player right now, you know, you need to be able to shoot the ball at a good percentage, because it just opens up so many other parts of your game. And so, you know, our real hope was that he would, you know, connect on, you know, one and a half, you know, made threes every game. And after making 7 of 11 the other night, he's kind of got himself to that point that he's averaging that. But we don't expect him to shoot 11 threes, you know, every night. You know, we think if he's around the 5 or 6 mark, that, you know, that's a good number. If he's making it 2 of those, then outstanding. So just believe that, you know, he really had to change their coverage the other night to say they were deep under and they gave him looks, he made them. Now they have to change and have to be more aggressive with him. And I think that's one of the goals always when you're coaching is to, you know, the other team's got a plan for you. Can you make them change their plan? And we were able to do that the other night.
Yeah, you're in good form at the moment. Can you put a finger on why? I know that the improvement of Joe Lualua-Tuil has been something that has been talked about. Caleb Agata, like a lot of imports, found it tough the first couple of weeks in the country, but he seemed to have found his spot. It all seems to be working for you. Is there a reason in your mind that you look at now that you can say in a month's time, if it starts to go wrong, hey, we'll get back to doing this?
Yeah, we just, you know, we're obviously the elite defensively in the first quarter of the season. And even in the two games that we lost coming out, we thought we defended really well. And now you add, you know, in the last six games, we had Chris Golding and Jack White. And then, you know, Chris has been at an unbelievable elite level since he rejoined the team. And then, you know, Jack, we saw his best game the other night with a, you know, 14-11. And so that gives us that fourth and fifth kind of scoring punch with him and Dele as well. So I think everyone's accepted their role, but they see the growth, you know, in their role as well. And, you know, having great veterans with Barlow and Newley and, you know, Mason Peatley, not a veteran, but, you know, a guy that played a massive role for us last year. You know, the advancement of RL as well. So, you know, we've got a really solid group right now and everyone's, you know, happy to give up a little bit to get wins.
A little bit of a left field question, but been seeing the NBA grab players from the ex-NBL players. Are you surprised that Chris Golding hasn't ever had that phone call to say, hey, and have to call you to say, hey, Dean, I'm just nicking off for a month?
yeah, surprised. You know, he's an NBA level scorer and player, and yeah, we've seen it every time we go over and play the NBA games. He's excelled and proven that he's got that ability. You know, I'm sure if he was sitting in the G League right now, he would have absolutely had a call up and been an NBA player. You know, having seen what Jock Landale did for us and. Going now, starting on NBA team, Scotty Hobson over there gets a call up. You know, Udai would have got a call up if he didn't get COVID at the wrong time. And so, yeah, you look at all those players from our group last year, and Chris is absolutely in the conversation to get a call up with those guys.
Great to have you, Dean. Fairly even season at the moment. It's hard to know whether it's Perth or Illawarra or Southeast Melbourne, who's going to be your biggest threat? I suppose you're going to tell me it's Adelaide because you play them next. So I won't even ask you that question. Let me ask you, how closely do you watch the 36ers tonight against Perth to try and ascertain exactly how they're going to play against you? Or is each given night completely different?
Yeah, you know, we'll watch that one really closely. You know, I think Sunday, Detch, it might be his first game tonight. So how that, you know, that just makes him already a better defensive team and what impact he has at the offensive end. But, you know, everyone's got a lot of talent. And so on a given night, you know, anybody can go and put up 90 points. So, yeah, watching that one really closely tonight should be a good battle.
Don't think you get a home game for a while. When's your next home game? You probably don't even know. I shouldn't have asked you the question. Is it Sunday, Feb 6? Is that the next home game, Feb 6?
Yeah, that's the one that's scheduled right now. But, yeah, we had a tough road weekend going to Tasmania and going to Illawarra on back-to-backs. And next week we've got, you know, three on the road again in Adelaide, Brisbane and Adelaide. So, yeah, we're happy winning on the road right now. So we're not even thinking about the home games. But Feb 6, that was the one that's penciled in, subject to change.
Yeah, let's hope it doesn't change. There's been a lot of changes. Tomorrow night's game, by the way, it was due between New Zealand and Tassie. That's been postponed. Great to have you, Dean, and it's really good to see you in this kind of form. So keep on keeping on. We'll talk soon.
Thank you.